Good afternoon. Hazy sunshine today will allow temperatures to climb into the lower to mid-80s for afternoon highs with moderate levels of humidity. At the same time, a cool front will approach from the west, touching off a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, which could enter the region by the middle and latter stages of the day. Into the evening hours, thunderstorm activity that does pop up will tend to die out after sunset, and we'll have partly cloudy skies with areas of fog developing again, with lows in the lower to mid-80s. That front will be overhead tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will pop up again, perhaps more numerous tomorrow with the closer approach of the front and highs around 80. As the front tracks off the eastern seaboard on Thursday, we will still see some trailing upper-level energy swinging through, and this could touch off a leftover scattered shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs back into the 70s. High pressure will build in both at the surface and aloft on Friday, bringing us mostly sunny skies and dry weather, with highs bouncing back toward 80. And a ridge of high pressure will dominate over the weekend and into the early part of next week, with mostly sunny skies on Saturday in the lower 80s and lower 80s on Sunday and Monday, with a mix of sun and clouds both days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level weather disturbance over the southwestern U.S. combined with an influx of monsoonal moisture will bring the possibility of heavy rain and flash flooding across portions of the western U.S. Isolated heavy rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 inches are possible from the central Sierra Nevada eastward across Nevada into portions of the Intermountain West and Great Basin. Flash flood watches have been posted for this region. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Bertha, located about 475 miles west of Bermuda. Bertha is moving toward the north-northeast near 22 miles per hour. A turn toward the northeast with an increase in forward speed is expected to occur later today and continue through tomorrow. On the forecast track, Bertha will pass about midway between the U.S. East Coast and Bermuda later this morning. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts over a small area northeast of the center. Gradual weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 125 miles, primarily to the east of the center. The minimum central pressure recently reported by an Air Force Reserve reconnaissance aircraft was 1,005 millibars, or 29.68 inches. No coastal watches or warnings are in effect as Bertha is expected to remain out over open water. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Phoenix, Arizona, to a low of 29 at Mineral, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 99, set in 1955, and the record low, 43, set in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:51 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:11 p.m., 14 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, primarily late this afternoon and into the early evening, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible late this afternoon and into the early evening with highs in the mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, still the chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms near 80. A scattered shower or storm on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny in the 70s. Mostly sunny for Friday and Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds Sunday, highs in the lower to mid-80s through the weekend, and partly sunny with highs in the lower to mid-80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.